last time.
Haven't even cracked mine open yet.
Yeah, I haven't touched mine yet because I wait for, you know, this show to be almost ready to rock and roll before I start that process.
I already indulged myself to the process.
Well, to be fair, you are German. If you're not drinking beer, you're not being German.
Oh my God, it's going to be one of those shows.
I'm just saying, stereotypes exist for a reason.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
Yay!
Holy shit! Okay, car has been upgraded.
What?
You sound kind of weird. You sound kind of weird, Tor. Yeah, Corey, you sound like you're talking to us through one of those robots in an 80 horrors movie.
Oh, what? Dude,
okay. Right, oh my God, he's an AI.
Corey, it sounds like your voice literally is being duplicated, and there's a split second delay between the first audio stream and the second audio stream. So, yeah.
Talk like a robot.
And this podcast's award for best imitation of a Terminator goes to...
Well, the Terminator has a has a very...
Does it sound any better now?
No!
Say something a robot, a bird robot would say.
I don't know what a bird robot would say.
I don't know.
That's amazing.
You have a flanger in your voice. You should sing with that. You have like a flanger in your voice. Do you have a mellow chorus?
Core, I don't know if you want to just roll with it because you sound like the damn Terminator, but it's...
No. Sound like me.
I think he sounds like an 80s pop singer with that ding effect with that where yeah, you know, that robotic. Yeah, absolutely.
I am believing that you're in love with me. Yeah,
I hope you record this, Core.
Oh my god. You know what? I think I need to go get my alcohol. Oh god.
you can sing and it will sound good because of that effect.
It's like automatic auto tune.
Yeah, I absolutely auto tune. Absolutely, I know that was the word I was looking for.
Don't even have to add it in post. It's just there.
Maybe it's normal. It is his normal voice now, and
he hasn't
just realized it yet. So when we meet him in real life, he will sound the same.
Guys, this just goes to back up a theory I told you about in the past. I knew it. Core has been taken over by the bird bot. He's the damn bird back.
I genuinely hope not.
Oh, the human's back.
You're not possessed by autotune anymore.
Oh no.
Oh good. Human voice synthesizers online.
How did you do that? Really? I want to have that too, you know.
The best things in life are done in ways that we don't understand. It just happens.
Yeah, on the just bird podcast.
Eureka moment.
Exactly. Okay. God damn it. I need my bottle opener. What the hell kind of professional am I?
Not.
Wait, we're supposed to be professionals? Shit. I've made a huge mistake.
Welcome to bird life.
Yes. Welcome to bird life. Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Nothing's better than a bottle of wine and way too much Halloween candy.
This is episode 3 of Bird Life. I'm Core.
I'm Fleeks.
And I am the definition of a sexy bird.
No, you're Storm.
No, you're Storm.
Joining us this week, we have... Hey, who is that?
Some guy. I feel insulted. I feel highly insulted. I am obviously well-known around these parts by now. Been for like a month. It's me, Felix.
Hi, Felix. Welcome to the Bird.
Happy Griffin Pod Phoenix.
So we the Griffin amount.
Yeah, our first guest, our first guest star on the show, and it had to turn out to be a Griffin.
Yeah, we had to balance it out somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, how's that for your affirmative action?
I'm loving it. World domination, people. World domination.
Start somewhere.
Yeah, but you have a very hard weak point, and that's your cat butt.
Excuse me, our cat butt is the definition of strength.
If you actually do the math, we have 1, 2, 3 birds and 1 cat in chat right now.
Oh, jeez.
To be fair, my butt is some kind of weird mix of canine and feline.
Or really, so I wouldn't want that cat.
Of course, the first. Oh jeez, the first Griffin we get on the show is of course a hybrid of a hybrid. So you know we're just totally equal opportunity here on Bird.
Well, to be fair, it's less that I'm a hybrid and more that I'm an original species. So if I have to like, if I have to go into Griffin terms, it becomes like some weird hybrid because you know. Gotta explain it with terms you peasants already understand.
Oh, jeez. Okay, so you're an original gangster. Okay.
So I think you may have mentioned it while I was actually like fucking with my audio settings here because nothing was working. But where did he say you were from?
Denmark.
Denmark. Okay.
Yeah, he could have answered the national bird. Of Denmark.
I have that immediately. Easy peasy.
Immediately.
Swans are fucking assholes. I remember once I watched my sister feed a bunch of swans and they just started attacking her. Literally biting the hand of
me. Why? Well, how can you dare to feed us?
Good. Well, gosh. I did that just for you, Felix. Just for you.
I'm glad to know that swans are universally assholes. It doesn't matter if you're here in the U.S. Doesn't matter if you're like in Hawaii or Denmark or Germany. Swans are assholes.
Absolutely.
The mute swans are like the biggest.
If there was a species of swan on Mars or Europa. They would also be assholes.
Accurate. Absolutely.
So, I have to ask everyone, what bottle of beverage or drink did you bring to this podcast? And I will start with our newly minted guest, Felix.
Well, I have a bottle of Elderflower Squash, and nobody knows what that is, I assume.
No, I have no clue.
I have no clue
what the hell that is.
I would try it. I would absolutely try it.
It's non-alcoholic. It's just basically concentrate mixed up with water, but it's fucking delicious. It's like apple. It's like apples mixed with honey. It's like the best of all worlds.
Ooh. What about you, Cor? What did you bring?
Well, I decided to steer into the whole Utah skid thing that we've been having going on. So for Wasatch Brewery, I have Polygamy Porter.
Polygamy.
Oh, yeah.
What a way to name your beer.
Oh, I'm actually not too big of a fan of porters, but this stuff isn't bad.
I like porters.
All right, Fleeks, what did you bring to the show?
I have the Spital Helles again.
Very original, Fleeks. Very original.
Well, we didn't hardly understand what he said last time, so for all we know, he may actually have a completely new beer this time. Can't tell if it's the same or not.
And I suppose. And for me, I am the classiest of all you mother cluckas, and I brought a bottle of Starling Castle Riesling.
That's wine. Okay. That's not beer.
Yes. It's because I'm a classy griffin. I drink wine most of the time.
Well, more or less, wine is like grape beer.
Yeah, in a way. And actually, wine will fuck you up before a beer will.
Generally, yeah, it's true. Yes, I mean, one bottle of Arbor Mist, and I'm like plastered to the wall.
I did this, and I selected this bottle of wine this week for one reason particularly, and that is it is from Germany.
Yeah, it's well, a Riesling.
Oh. You said last time you said that that Mist thing is like the American cheap brand, or
no? Riesling is just a sweeter type of wine.
No. I talk about the Harbor Mist.
Yes, Harbor Mist is the American, you know, sweet piss. And then we have last week I had that piece of shit, which basically was a German man taking a piss and adding 5 pounds of sugar to it. So this week I got it in honor of you, Fleeks, because I wanted to see what your home country could produce in terms of actual wine I can drink. So we will have to experiment.
Is it good?
I don't know. I'm going to have to take my first sip, so God help us all.
Take it. Let's take it at Albie.
What's the dramatic drum roll?
Oh my goodness, it actually tastes pretty good. So apparently, unsurprisingly to everyone in the room, Germans know how to make wine. All right.
Rieslings are actually usually pretty good. Next time, try a Moscato.
Ooh, I like Moscatos as well.
Moscatos really are amazing.
Do. Yeah, they are. Almost as amazing as me, of course, but they're amazing.
But not as amazing as me.
The German cheap wine is like, do you know sangria?
Sangria. I've heard of sangria. Yes.
Yeah, that's what our Yals is drinking critically because it's so cheap.
So, Felix, with your drinking preferences, what are some other drinks you enjoy?
Oh, that's a question. Honestly, mostly I just drink water. Like, I go out to a restaurant, I get asked what I want to drink. It's either going to be water, elderflower, or peach iced tea, probably.
What is it with Europe and, like, elder things, like elderberries or flowers? Like, it's just a common thing in Europe that
well,
I've never
be fair,
had.
To be what fair, elderflowers do come from elderberries. They're basically the same thing.
Granted.
Is it,
your mother was a hamster, and your father smelled elderberries.
It had to be done. I'm sorry. It had to be done.
I mean, you're not wrong.
Well,
it's Holunder.
Holunder, yeah, every kind.
I like how Felix goes and answers. Oh yeah, it's Holunder. Not a person knows what the hell that is besides Felix.
Well, here's the thing: in Denmark, it's called Hulblomst. So, close enough.
Yeah, in Germany, it's like I said, Holunder.
Oh my god. Okay, so I just found this because I was looking it up, but apparently Stone Brewery makes a beer called Your Father Smelt of Elderberries based off of the Monkey Python skit. I have to try it. I have to find this beer.
So Stone Brewery is behind Your Father's blah blah, not Your Father's?
No, they're not. No. It's a different...
Okay.
The beer itself is called Your Father Smelt of Elderberries, based off of the line in Monty Python.
Okay.
Yes, Storm.
Is our favorite robot bird ears actually doing its thing?
Yes.
Okay, because it turned yellow on me. I just didn't want to have a heart attack. All right. All right. Yes, for all those that don't know, We have a robot as part of this podcast known as Bird Ears. Bird Ears comes
and attacks. Birdbot's sister, by the way.
Yes. And Bird Ears comes and makes sure we follow the highly predetermined schedule and will peck us to death if we waste too much time on any one podcast, as well as if Fleeks does not show up.
Face the griffin that was late for the first podcast.
And second. He made up for today. He actually was on like half an hour before like we were starting the show. I was like getting all my equipment set up, and he's like in chat like, "Hey, where is everybody?" I'm like, "Dude,
yeah,
calm down."
Hey, I can't wait to beep.
Yeah, that's right. I cannot wait to beep, and I gotta set a standard for all you mother cluckers to follow. Good times. Now, Felix, correct me if I'm wrong. Isn't your country the one that basically has the world's sorriest excuse for a mountain?
Yes, it absolutely is. The tallest mountain in Denmark is 500 feet tall. We have no mountains. We only have large hills at best.
Oh, jeez.
Wow, but at least we're relatively close to Norway, so we can go there.
I have to admit that I know almost nothing about Denmark.
Wow, you're such a disgrace. Yeah,
it is like near close to our country, but it's a neighbor. But I really don't know much about Denmark. I just realized that.
Well,
you invaded my country like 70 years ago, and you don't even have to remember anything about it.
At least in all
that's rude.
I did recently read an article about how Norway is actually going to be giving. No, I guess that was to Finland. Oh, never mind. Not even Denmark. Norway was going to be giving Finland a mountain for its 100th birthday present.
Yeah. There's like a mountaintop that's right on the border between Norway and Finland. They were going to gift that territory to Finland. It's actually really cool.
So they gave it to Finland.
Now, isn't this the same two countries? No. The Nordic countries have a weird habit of just doing weird stuff to each other. Like, I think it was Sweden accidentally invaded Norway during a military exercise.
I wouldn't be surprised.
That sounds about right for Swedes. And that's coming from a Swede.
50%. Like, two countries of two Scandinavian countries are like connected by a sea that's always frozen, and you can just walk over it and then you will be in the other country.
That reminds me, there's actually a law that states that if a Swede walks across Öresund while it's frozen, you're allowed to shoot him.
What? What did Swedes ever do to you?
I mean, to be fair, I think Denmark and Sweden are the two countries with the biggest history of wars on the planet. Like, we've really fought it out.
Yeah, Sweden has been in, I think, more wars than any other country in modern history. They go to war at least the old Sweden, you know, the Kingdom of Sweden, they went to war all the time. Well, then again, what else is there to do, especially in, like, the Middle Ages? You just sit around with your thumb up your ass. You got to do something, otherwise people are going to, decapitate your head.
I mean, that's how the beautiful blonde hairs like us actually got around, so.
I mean, basically, Sweden was sitting there watching Denmark conquer half the world, and they were like, we want a piece of the pie, too. And then they failed miserably, repeatedly.
Just all of Europe had this obsession with taking over the world, and then a whole bunch of colonists decide to escape Europe, come to America, and then not try to take over the world. What's up with that?
It's just...
No, we actually, like... made the effort to free the rest of the world from the countries of Europe, mainly Britain. We're like, Australia wants to secede from Britain's power. We'll help you. India wants to secede from Britain's power. We will support you from afar. And like, we don't... And what was it? South Africa, we also helped secede from Britain's control?
In South Africa, we also helped them overthrow their apartheid government. I don't know about seceding from Britain's control. I think we helped.
My history may be way off.
Yeah, maybe. But yeah, Europe's a special place. Let's be honest.
That's one way to put it.
The British Empire just wanted to own the entire world. And then when America finally came to be, we were just like, knock it off. Just stop.
Yeah, but remember this. But hey, this will go and prove something to you. Okay, yes. We're the first country and part of the British Empire to tell our mother to basically go fuck herself. But when the Germans started messing with mama, even we were like, nope. Only we are allowed to tell our mother to go fuck herself. You can't. So we're going to go kick your ass.
Well,
that ain't
to
cool,
be
man.
Fair, to be fair, America did wait until like the very last moment before they went.
No, we really did. We were too busy messing. We were too busy messing with Japan. Like Japan was like trying to like bomb us and like fuck with us. We were just like, you know what? Stop.
No,
we said stop with the force of two atomic bombs.
They were basically playing Civilization. Yeah. They were just like, they didn't go to war, but they set up their entire army at like the edge of the enemy territory. And then they went to war.
Oh, I love how the U.S. government got permission to go ahead and go into World War One. World War Two is pretty self-explanatory. You know, Japan went and blew up our shit. And we were like, cool. But for World War One, we were sending Britain, because, you know, we always help Britain. That's just how we are here. We were sending food, lots and lots of food and ammunition in cruise ships carrying passengers. And the Germans got wind of this and were like, fuck you, and blew up one of our cruise ships. And so the American government went and started a propaganda spree saying, Germans are blowing up American cruise ships. We can't tolerate
necessarily
this.
He doesn't mean cruise ships as far as, like, you know, luxury liners go. He means, like, the war cruisers.
Welcome to Telecollege History.
No, this is history with birds, is what this is. This history is birds with tell so world history.
So pretty much.
How did birds add to history?
We can call it barely biased bird history.
Well, think about it. The American eagle, because the symbol of the U.S., you know, an eagle, versus the German eagle. It was a battle of the birds.
Dun-dun.
Sad fact of world history in general is I can promise you, if I went to my high school right now and I whipped out a map in honor of Felix and I said, find Denmark.
No one.
No one would be able to find it.
I would.
So, to be fair, considering our size of like 6 million people, we are actually a pretty big player on the world scale, which is pretty cool.
So now I have to ask Felix, okay, since you're from a another country and you have your own traditions and customs, do you have some favorite bird food that you would like eating there? You know, something that's unique only to Denmark, like a tradition, like eating, you know, goat balls or something. What's unique?
I think
pause for just a second as well. No, Storm, that's Montana. Rocky Mountain oysters. That's Montana, buddy.
Okay, thank you for that useful information.
Anyways, go ahead, Felix. Sorry.
Yeah. Denmark does have like a few things that we're known for. We do like a lot of pork roast and potatoes and sauce. But I think my favorite, like, Danish food is frikadeller, which is basically just meatballs with a lot of extra spices. Like, a lot.
BRB, moving to Denmark. Oh, my God.
That sounds amazing, actually.
It is. It's absolutely fantastic.
Are you as licorice crazy as the rest of Scandinavia?
Personally, I hate licorice, but my father loves the stuff. We have like
I love it too.
To the brim of it.
I really appreciate that salty Scandinavian licorice.
So I'm guessing Jaeger is popular among you two.
Hmm?
I'm guessing Jaeger is popular between you two.
Jaeger? The drink? Or what?
Yes.
What does Jaeger have to do with licorice?
Jaeger is licorice flavored.
Not really. Oh. Also, I'm not sure about that. I know that Salmiakki is licorice flavored. And it's a pretty good liquor. One of the only ones I can stomach.
Okay. I can't do Jaeger at all.
I love Jaeger bombs. Fun fact, first time I ever got Drunky Griff at a convention was with Jaeger bombs. I was in a drinking competition with a dog trying to go ahead and prove to all of canine and griffin kind, you know, representing my species, got to do the best. And so I did 27 Jaeger bomb shots in a row.
That's a mistake.
And went to the hospital with alcohol poisoning.
Within a 20-minute period, and then decided to get up because I needed to open the door to the hotel room, and proceeded to almost go flat on my beak on the floor. Had to get help to a Lazy Boy chair and decided I wasn't leaving that chair for the next 4 hours. But yes, I won. I won, I'm proud to say.
Did you really?
Did you really win? Can you consider?
Can you even tell?
Convention bylaw is that when you go to a con, you have to be like drinking throughout the entire con if you're over 21. So the last con I went to, actually the only con I went to, was one that was here in Salt Lake City. And the entire time I was there, I was just anywhere between mildly buzzed to full on drunk, just wandering around the con. I don't remember anything, but there are pictures.
Jesus.
Pictures are the best evidence.
Well, I really have to say I prefer not to be always drunk, especially because I have a lot of stuff to do at conventions like Dealer Stand or Art Show or whatever I do there. And also,
if I'm around a lot of furries, I need to be drunk. I can't coexist.
I understand that totally.
hang on a sec, Fleeks. You actually go to a convention and actually go to the convention part of the convention? What the hell is wrong with you?
Storm just bounces from room party to room party.
I do not visit any panel except maybe the Avian panel, what was pretty awesome this year. And of course, I always need to make a bit of money at the Dealer Stand and at the Art Show. So I'm doing active. That takes a lot of convention time, but it pays the con for me.
What conventions have you been to, Felix?
I have never been to a convention.
Okay, what would your game plan be if you were to go to a convention?
Which
one of our example would you follow? Would you follow Storms, get shit-faced immediately? Would you follow my stay buzzed throughout the entire thing? Or would you be sober like Fleeks?
I would be sober because I don't drink.
But I have to say, I will visit the Nordic FuzzCon in Sweden in March. And I swear I need to get boost there because, a con in a Scandinavian country.
Man, I got to say, when I was at Confuzzled earlier this year, they had a 24-hour bar that you could use your convention badge to pay for booze and serve yourself.
Jesus fucking Christ.
And, of course, it's in the UK, so, you know, what else do they have to fucking do besides drink there? Because it's, you know, raining every fucking day. So I was there, and literally the people that were the most dedicated in that bar were a couple of homeless people and all of the Nordic furs, especially a guy from, I think it was
Finland. Finland!
Finland and Switzerland. There was two of them.
The Finns are crazy. Oh.
I went to bed at 7 a.m. I woke, because, you know, it's a con. I woke up at 3 p.m. and went down there. These motherfuckers were still drinking. And 8 p.m., still drinking. Midnight, still drinking. The next day, 7 a.m., they're still drinking in the same bar stools and the same
spot.
The Finnish don't give a fuck. They're never finished.
They literally went to a convention just so they could drink, and they never left their seats.
So we have I have a Finnish friend, and he was at almost every Euroference I was too, and the last year's Euroference, he was like drinking the whole night, and then at some point he was so boozed that he slept outside of the con as in some chair, and for only 1 hour, then he was up again. He was like, oh, I'm feeling the worst, oh, perkele and stuff, and then I brought him breakfast from McDonald's. He ate it, and after that he started to drink again, was high life again. That was so
Jesus.
they're like Übermenschen.
My British friend, I've got quite a few awesome British friends. I'm not going to name names though for this. He got really, really drunk. Okay. Went and did the whole worship the porcelain god things a couple times. And then he went, and I said, well, what are you going to do? Because you're sick, obviously. Do you want me to go to the pharmacy or something? Get you some medicine? He's like, no, I got this. So he goes down the bar and has a few more drinks to counteract his drunkenness. Because that's apparently how you resolve alcohol poisoning in Britain, is to drink more alcohol.
Makes sense.
The stuff you learned in the motherland.
I used to work in a bar, and I had a friend who came and like got really shit-faced with us at the bar one time. And I was out on the back patio, and he was drinking some sort of mixer. And I'm just sitting there talking to him, and he's talking to me, and he just kind of goes, one second, holds his finger up, turns to the trash bin, goes, like into the trash bin, turns back and goes, continue.
That is called an alcoholic professional there.
Really? I rarely throw up, but if I do, I can't drink anything after that. I have to go to sleep, really.
Vodka's the only thing that can make me throw up, so I don't drink vodka anymore.
Fun fact, yeah, I have never thrown up from alcohol.
Nice. Oh,
have I?
You're a lucky guy.
Okay, so no, I have a game I want to play with you guys. Should we move on to that?
Yeah, okay. Let's move on to bird stuff.
Now, this game, I'm not going to lie, it's probably not going to be easy. But here's what it is. Bird, bug, or bluff. I'm going to name three things to you guys. One of them will be a bird. One of them will be a bug. And one of them I will have made up on my entire self. You have to guess which is which. And I have one for each of you. You ready?
Bird, bug, or what?
Bird, bug, or bluff.
That's a neat game. Let's give it to us.
Okay, so it's one at a time. Try not to help your friends. This first one is for you, Fleeks.
Yeah.
Okay. Guess if this is a bug, a bird, or a bluff. Oodwalla. Orange quit. Katie did.
Okay, I think the orange quit is a bird.
Correct.
And what was this, the other two? The first was Oodwalla or something? And the
Oodwalla and Katie did.
Oh, that's a hard thing. I just try to figure out what would your mind come up with. And I think you would. Yeah, I think the Oodwalla is a fake, and the last one was a real bug.
You are absolutely right. Oh my god! Okay, so
Oodwalla sounds quit. Like something you would imagine.
An orange quit is a bird, and a katydid is a bug. Good job! Holy cow! Yeah, right on the first time. Storm, this one is for you.
Well, are you really surprised Fleeks got that right? I mean, he's a fucking biologist bird.
That is
but
true.
To be fair, I don't know all the English terms. So
yeah, no, Katie did is kind of.
But I knew the orange American. I already heard about the bird. So
of course you did, Fleeks. Of course you did. Okay, hit me.
Okay, Storm. Here's yours. Zebra swallowtail. Oh, bold Jesus. Crested swallow, red rumped swallow. What's a bug? What's a bird? And what's a bluff?
Okay. I need you to repeat them off to me again.
Zebra swallowtail. Mm-hmm. Bold crested swallow. Mm-hmm. Red rumped swallow.
I think the zebra's a bird.
The zebra swallowtail is a bug.
A bug. Okay. We're going to have to get an exterminator in here. All right. Now for the next two. All right. Then I've got, what was choice number two?
Bold crested swallow.
And then the last choice?
Red rumped swallow.
So I've got bold or red. Go bold or go home. So the bold is a bird.
Bold is a bluff. The red rumped swallow is a bird.
The first one wasn't butterfly, right?
Yes, it is. Oh my god, yeah.
All right, I am 0-3. This is an awesome game. Awesome.
Very nice.
All right.
Felix, all right. Are you ready?
Maybe.
Okay. Bug, bird, or bluff? Banana quit. Whirligig. Giggle snap.
Those are ridiculous.
What kind of fucking name are these?
Okay, so the first one was...
Banana quit.
That sounds like a bug.
That is a bird.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Of course, okay. Fucking Fleeks knows.
God damn, I am not an expert on topics. Okay, and the second and third were...
Whirligig and Giggle Snap.
Giggle Snap, man.
I assume the Whirligig is the bug, then, because Jesus. Giggle Snap.
Correct.
Does not sound
Whirligig
real.
Is a bug, and Giggle Snap was made up with my brain.
Giggle Snap. Our friend isn't bad.
Seriously?
Wow. Good job.
Yeah, of course, you know. Yeah. Given me
that was pretty good. That was pretty good.
Yeah, so... you got the crazy ones. Mine were perfectly reasonable.
Giggle Snap is not perfectly reasonable.
Giggle Snap, that's my close species now. So what are you? I'm a Giggle Snap.
New species to join fandom.
Or am I a Udwall?
So, Core, that is a very interesting name for your penis. I'm just going to say it right now. Oh, Giggle God. Snap? I mean, for fuck's sake.
Oh, really? God.
Low really? Blow, man. Literally, low blow. That was below the belt.
Uncool. Yeah, literally.
Oh, God.
Okay. Do you have more, Core, or can we move on to the next topic?
That was all I had for you guys.
I have the bird of the day again, and this time it's a more common bird. So, and you this time you're like guessing the bird.
And I have after that, I've got the patriotic bird of the week. So
okay, let's. I will read some. I will read some facts, and the first one who guesses right. Is like winning the prize.
Seagull.
Good try, but not even close. So, also, first, its breeding range includes land regions from the Arctic tundra to the tropics.
It's a penguin.
What?
It's a raven.
Could be right, but no.
I think it's some kind of penguin, because I know that penguins exist both in the Antarctic and the fucking tropics.
No, not right. You all know it. I really...
Go ahead with the next hint, then.
It's a bird of prey.
An eagle?
No. A raptor's exclusively on birds.
What? It's a bird that only eats birds.
Yeah, mostly only. I think it has some other prey too, but it's like specialized on other birds. And the largest killed prey was weighting. The weight of the largest bird it ever killed that was ever recorded by humans was 3.1 kilograms or 6.8 lb. Pounds. Yeah,
Jesus.
And it was a sandhill crane. A sandhill crane, and that's a giant, it's a big bird.
Hmm.
With the last one, you would probably know it in an instant. It is reaching over 300 kilometers per hour. That's about 200 miles per hour. During its characteristic hunting stoop.
Vulture?
No.
Is it? I'm guessing it's a hawk of some sort. I'm just trying to remember what the name of that really, really big hawk is.
I mean, I am going to have to disappoint everyone. I have, like, no bird knowledge. So, I'm completely dry.
Okay, and it makes three.
I have no clue. I have to pass as well. I got no idea.
I mean, all I can think about is a Stuka from World War II.
And we have about three of them or more in the bird crew.
All right. Well, I guess you got us, Fleeks. What is it?
It was a peregrine falcon.
Oh.
Oh,
I didn't know that they were exclusively like bird eating, though.
They are exclusively, almost exclusively bird eating, and there are a lot of subspecies to the peregrine falcon. But yeah, I wanted to specific.
I was thinking of a really large bird in order to be able to take something else like that down. So
it's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy.
Peregrine falcons are actually tiny.
I mean, all you need is one good strike. Birds aren't especially armored.
This is true, and I mean, you've all seen that video of the peregrine falcon just like cracking the neck of a duck, right?
Yeah.
And just imagine they do kill in sandhill crane, and it was actually in Alaska. That sandhill crane was killed in Alaska, and
that's impressive.
Yeah.
Are y'all ready for the National Bird of the Week?
Yes.
I suppose so.
Okay.
It is also the peregrine falcon. What?
No. All right. First, I'm going to just ask, and then if you don't know, I'll give you a couple hints. So, without further ado, what is the national bird of Australia?
Oh,
it's the, isn't it the fucking golden-tailed eagle or something?
It's a marabou. I don't know. I don't know the birds of Australia, but...
Is it a koala?
The koala.
When the hell did a koala become a bird?
It is the
second largest living bird by height.
Emu?
Yes.
Oh,
emu. The great emu wall.
We need to get an Australian in here and ask them about the great emu war.
I have seen, because I was just in Australia a couple months ago, and I went to Steve Irwin's famous zoo, and they had several of them. Oh, yeah, that's a story in itself. But the emus are very moody mother cluckers. And they, when they want to be nice and friendly and sweet and chirpy, they can, and they'll put their beak up in your face and just kind of look at you all whimsically. But when they are mad or moody, holy shit, they will beat the shit out of you.
And despite popular belief, emus don't have pouches.
Yeah, no, they don't.
What? I didn't...
But yeah, I can totally confirm that emus are assholes because there's two of them in Copenhagen Zoo, and yeah, not pleasant birds.
So I have a semi-related story.
Uh-oh. I need more alcohol for this. Go ahead.
Well, when I was 9 years old, my family, as established, I kind of grew up on a farm ranch thing. One summer, my dad decided he wanted to raise ostriches and sell their eggs.
Oh, God.
So we actually had a herd of ostriches for, I think, a little over a year. And, yeah, actually, their behaviorism is pretty much similar to what Storm said about emus. In that, like, you know, they would actually be, like, really social. Like, you could go up to them and, like, you know, pet them. And you could watch them, like, flop down and roll around on their back and then like kick their legs up in the air as they dusted themselves. It was really cute. But like if you scared them or like one of them felt any sort of threatened or angry, the whole herd of them would come after you.
Oh, and these things will kick you. They will kick you and peck at you in a very unpleasant fashion.
They can kick hard enough to stop your heart or cave in your chest.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So I love doing that little segment. It just bits of national pride. And all my Australian and all of our Australian listeners are like, oh my God, how did you not know that it's on our national crest for fuck's sake? Well, you know, lots of
people. I don't know any national crests.
Yes.
Of all things, that's a really weird bird to have for a national bird. Just straight up it is. Like some super majestic bird, like eagles and hawks, and like, you know.
I mean, emus are fucking scary, though. Like, yeah, they are legitimately fucking scary.
And then Australia's just down there, and they have like these long-necked giraffe of birds.
Well, think about it, though. They've got the emu on their national crest. They got the emu on the one side, and they have a kangaroo on the other. You can't get more Australian than a fucking kangaroo and an emu. It's just being honest with you. That's just this. You can look at him like, yeah, I know where that's from. So, just like New Zealand has the fucking has the kiwis.
Yeah, but those are so tiny and cute, and I hear they're delicious.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, some countries really have birds as their are national birds. That you never heard about. You really never heard about.
Mm-hmm.
Here in the States, we also have state birds. And Storm, what is your state's bird?
My state's bird is the cardinal.
See, that's like really cool because it's a super pretty bird and like, you know, has that amazing crest on its head. And in Utah, our state bird is the seagull.
You are shitting me.
I'm not. It's horrible.
Oh, my God.
Isn't Utah landlocked? It's landlocked.
Yes, it is. But we do have one.
I don't know.
Salt Lake.
You have the scavenger, basically pest control.
Trash bird. It's a trash bird.
Trash bird. Wow. Whereas everyone in Utah in this legislature just drunk one day and throwing darts at a picture of birds and like, hey,
they're all allegedly sober. There is actually a story as to why the seagull is the state's bird, and that was when the Mormon polygamist Joseph Smith moved out here to Utah and started setting up colony. You know, they started farming, so there were acres and acres of like barley and wheat and grain, and there was a locust infestation that was going to actually wipe them all out. Mm-hmm. And out of the blue, hundreds upon thousands of seagulls came out of the sky and started eating all the locusts that were eating the crops. So Joseph Smith called them the state bird to honor them for that.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, Mormons, man.
Well, speaking of Mormons, have you ever asked, you know, of course, especially you, have you ever asked your Mormon neighbor how magnets work?
No, I don't even want to ask clowns how magnets work.
Because that is very much, thanks to South Park, a thing, to the point where if you go on the LDS website and hit the chat with a Mormon button, by the way, we are not advocating you to do this at all. No, don't. But if totally you go am. And do that,
do it,
and oh, ask them how magnets work, they will just instantly block you.
Ah, oh, that's amazing.
Because apparently they know its secrets. Oh, yes. Very much so.
There's no secret to magnets. It's
right there. No. It's clearly a form of witchcraft. Did you know this? So, now, going back to you for a moment, Felix, tell us a little bit about yourself. Are you pursuing a degree? What kind of job do you do, etc.? You know, a little bit more about you.
Right.
And why you created your character the way you created it.
I'd like to know. That's actually a really good one, because Felix has a decent history to him. For me, I'm a 19-year-old kid. I'm going to be 20 at the end of this November, so that's nice. Finally going to get out of teenage years. I currently go to a mercantile school, which has IT as well. So IT and mercantile, which is very interesting. some really interesting learning opportunities. And I can do a lot with that degree when I'm done. For when I'm done, I am planning to try to get into the police academy.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah. I think that would be awesome. So
you want to become a guardian burb.
Yes, exactly. but yeah, if I don't, like, becoming a cop in Denmark is tough. So, like, mercantile is my way out. I can use that for a lot of things. But, like, being a cop is what I really want to do.
That is really cool.
Yeah, it is, actually.
I had a buddy go through the police academy here in the States not too long ago, about a year ago, and he graduated. And it's been pretty rough for him, but, like, it's an amazing job as long as you keep your support system.
Yeah, so really, I imagine best of being luck. A cop is really tough in the U.S. right now, especially.
Yeah, a little bit.
My family's regardless, call the cops.
Best of luck with it, because that is amazing that you want to pursue that.
Yeah, yeah. my hobbies include Milsim. I'm a free, actually. Which reminds me, I had to post a leave of absence to attend tonight, which actually ruins my perfect attendance. So you are honored to have me here tonight.
We are honored to have you. We are.
My all green attendance is going to get a blue line. Oh, well.
Oh, no.
But yeah, that's... and then I started exercising a bit because I got to fucking get in shape to become a cop. And then I game a bunch on the side as well. Just I've gotten into Skyrim again lately with fucking Enhanced Edition.
So have I.
Save me.
No. I'm going to say, the best Skyrim mod ever... The Tonka, the train, or sorry, Thomas the train raining in instead of the dragons coming down.
Oh, God.
No.
But yeah, Skyrim is basically, I'm going to make a heavy armor two-handed weapon user, and I'm a stealth archer. Whoops.
Is there a mod where you can replace the dragons by griffins by any chance?
Yes, there is.
Oh,
there's mods to do just about anything in Skyrim.
The Griffinborn.
That's right. complete with the Griffin, you know, breeding in the back room later.
I don't even want to talk about all the mods.
That's probably also possible, Storm. Like, there's a whole, like, sexual Skyrim mod scene.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about those.
I don't want
to. I'm familiar with them. We'll just leave it at that.
But imagine
familiar with them. Yes.
Yeah, you have like those dragon shouts in Skyrim, but what if that would replaced by a griffin, you would probably stand there and make squawk squawk squawk. Squawk screw squee.
Hey. And according to Skyrim, who never knew? We never knew that griffins could also shoot fire on occasion. So what the hell? We'll just roll with it. But now, Felix, tell us a little bit about how you created your avian self, how it came to be, how you hatched from the egg.
God, I didn't hatch from an egg. I was live birthed. The species. So it started like 2 years ago. I had a friend and we did some story-based roleplay. And first we started out by like borrowing various universes, but then we decided we're gonna make our own. And he wasn't that creative, but I had a lot of creative energy. And I just poured all of it out, and I've... basically, Felix's species is a species of non-hybrid griffin. They're basically just mammals with wings and beaks.
Right.
And they live on the Isles of Asher, which is like a peninsula, not a peninsula, a group of islands. What's that called? Whatever. A group of islands with a few different species, including phoenixes. And Felix is the offspring of a phoenix and a griffin. He's got a bit of fiery magic in his blood.
Ooh.
And basically, he was kind of highborn. He was born under a griffin chief, but he decided after learning a bit of magic and figuring out that he can take a few hits because of being part phoenix, he just decided, fuck this shit, I'm out, and just started traveling the world instead.
As with most teenagers.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry, I couldn't help when you were describing this island to sort of think of like a Jurassic Park of griffins, where you go there as a human and you're in a little car and you see griffins flying around and stuff. It's really, really fantastic.
I mean, kind of close.
Or like exactly. The Jurassic World where it's just a bubble that kind of like hovers around.
Exactly. And periodically, just to fuck with you, griffins, you just pick up the bubble and throw you around a bit.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
They eventually drop you into the water.
Exactly. That's not gonna be water. It's a floating island, so you're gonna fall a few dozen kilometers.
ouch. Yeah.
Hey, welcome to Griffin World. No expense was spared.
Why do you think my griffin is so fluffy? They have to survive in like sub-zero temperature.
I just thought your griffin was so fluffy because they wanted all the hens to go, oh my.
I mean, that too. That's a bonus, though.
A bonus. Just like, you know, Core wearing those outstanding sunglasses are also a bonus whenever he's dealing with the hordes of fanboys he gets to deal with every day. Yes. Yes, all those fanboy birds.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I don't have any fanboys.
Wow, okay. You have so little self-esteem.
Yes, so little. Fleeks, you said you had something.
Yeah, exactly. Like every week, I want to mention some special bird, and this time it's more like some special bird bots. I don't know if you know that bot on Twitter, but it's called Every Bird.
Yes,
and it posts every day. It posts a photo and a name of some bird, of a huge bird list it has.
Jesus Christ.
It's always, it's randomized. And mm-hmm. They also provide a list of all the birds they post. And it's actually 9,702 different bird names in a list. So
one bird every 4 hours.
With that, you can practically make, if you want to be a bird, but you can't decide what bird, you can just put the numbers of this list, that the list is numbered. You can actually put the numbers in random.org and just randomize. Randomize.
Wow. Yeah, that's awesome.
Look at
my
bird is amazing.
If you want to decide between a world, they have almost all the birds in the world. Today they are a lot more in the world, but I think that's the common the most common ones. And yeah, the bird, like I said, the bot posts a bird every day, and they will be finished in 2019.
Assuming Telegram's still in business in 2019.
Or Twitter, yeah.
So if you lack of bird knowledge and you want to know a few more new bird species, just follow that bot. The link will probably be in the description.
Yeah, definitely pass that to me and I'll put that in.
Yeah,
there's one I also want to mention that's on Twitter. It's not really like Bird of the Week material, but it's one that I follow because it's absolutely hilarious. But at Pro Bird Rights.
Oh, God.
Jeez, I follow that too.
It's hilarious.
How is it called?
Pro Bird Rights. And it's just a whole bunch of like silly nonsensical tweets of like, you know,
birds
a bird right activist.
I am feel uncomfortable when we are not about me.
What? Oh, God.
Okay, I read it right now.
Well, if I don't get the presidency, I will build my nest inside the White House mailbox.
I already left the first post. 5 more days until I'm press defense. Yes. I totally follow them. They are hilarious.
While we are speaking of Twitter shoutouts, did you all know I was recently featured in a story?
Not.
Yes. The very talented author Teresa Snyder has a wonderful dragon series featuring a very opinionated dragon known as Farloft. And she decided to do an adventure where Farloft and yours truly went and decided to take care of a raiding pile of villagers that were hell-bent on destruction. So if you want to see how Storm and Farloft, which have been friends forever, handle this, it's on her website. And it's a really amusing read. It really is. We'll post the link in the podcast details. But her Twitter is at TeresaSnyder19. And lots of amusing bird humor. Really.
Okay.
Do you guys want to do some bird questions?
Yes, let's take questions.
Let's take questions, yes.
The first question I have comes from, let's see, Gadget Luminok, or Lumic, and the question is this. Gadget, we may to dedicate one broadcast to the robots of the bird crew.
Technically, we did earlier when I was trying to get everything set up.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, we kind of did, and we answered question two, obviously.
I'll dedicate that one specifically to you, Gadget.
Yes. All right. Okay. Oh, question. Here's another question from Mr. Alex. Are you ready for Christmas?
No. Yes.
No.
No. I'm totally.
It was sub-zero degrees this morning. So there was rime everywhere. It was awesome. It feels like Christmas already. I love
rime?
It.
Yeah, I must admit that.
Specifically, after that question, I will be booting Meester from the bird chat. No.
All I want for Christmas is you.
What in the world is rhyme? Is it ice?
It's like thin layers of ice.
It's frost.
Okay. All right. Here's another question that comes from Eagleus, and the question is this. Who is your favorite fursuiter? And I have an answer to this for myself while you guys are thinking. My favorite fursuiter personally is Telephone. I have met Telephone. I think she's adorable. And just she recently released a YouTube video of her attempting to cook something, which if you have a heart and a brain, you will absolutely melt to mush at because it's adorable. But that's my favorite, and I love just the squeaky noises. Oh my gosh, it's adorable.
Telephone is the only fursuiter who I let get away with the squeaky noises. Yeah, no, actually, I agree. Telephone's a really big cutie. I'm still trying to think of who my favorite fursuiter is, but
I don't know who my favorite fursuiter is in the way they behave because I just can decide there are so many adorable fursuiters. But the favorite fursuit, my favorite fursuit from that somebody owns who's actually in the furry fandom is the one of Polygon Bird. I love that Australian magpie suit, really.
It is adorable. Very.
It's very adorable. And another one I love, but that wasn't actually for a furry. It's... I forgot the builder, but it's a pileated woodpecker fursuit, a realistic one. And oh god, fuck! I love that. I love that fursuit. I want to have it really. I want to have it badly. And it's built with a heron mask. Oh god! I really love that fursuit. I would give everything for that.
What about you, Cord? Do you actually have a specific favorite?
I can't really think of a specific favorite. There's quite a few out there that I really enjoy, but none that really actually like, well, I'm sure there are some that actually stand out. I'm just beer drunk at this point and can't think of fursuiters.
What about you, Felix? Have you ever seen a fursuit video maybe or met a fursuiter and liked it?
I gotta admit, like, the only fursuit videos I've really watched is, like, the cringy parody ones. I think I gotta tap out on this one. Haven't really gotten into fursuiting much yet.
I actually need to add just the information that woodpecker fursuit I talked about is the pileated woodpecker fursuit called Wendy, and it was built by... It was built, the mask was crafted and finished by Jennifer Miller. Feederdust.com. Feederdust.com, that's a very, I know that bird, it's a bird artist. And then the resin base was by Stuffed Panda Studios.
I did actually remember two fursuiters who, and this is totally not a bias, I promise, but two fursuiters who actually really stand out to me. One is Ari Rin, and he's a Sergal. And he is an amazing dancer. He does fursuit dance videos, and he's traveled like all over the U.S. just to help make these dance videos, even out here in the Utah Salt Flats at one point. Mm-hmm. Phenomenal dancer. And then just because of absolute style and class points, I also have to give a shout out to Boss Sergal.
That suit is...
We can't even have bird.life without merp infestation.
Hey, he cut out the merp infestation last podcast. Yeah, you have to be
it
fair.
Did. And so. Hey, I mean, like, you know, we're sending out love to the fursuiters. So
yeah, okay, fine. I'll let it slide this one.
And
let
those two are amazing fursuiters. I mean, if you haven't seen Ari Rin's dance videos, I'll actually include a link to those on the thing as well. But yes.
What about you, Felix? Any last
words, Felix? Felix will actually be terminated after that.
Yeah, okay.
Storm, go get the shotgun.
I'm just going to accept my fate. I mean, I'm sure I'll live. I'm part Phoenix, right? Right?
That's true. You'll just be reincarnated every week. So that's more fun for us, right? We'll just terminate you in an epic fashion. Oh, God. This damn fucking Riesling. Holy shit.
You gotcha?
Oh, boy. That's some good shit. I want to say thank you to all of our wonderful podcast subscribers. We wouldn't be able to do this without your support. I also want to say thank you to Felix for taking time to screw up his perfect attendance record to come join us for wonderful random chirpiness.
Yes, thank you so much.
And all of us want to say thank you to Bird Ears, because without our loyal podcast bot overlord, we would not be able to make this show possible. So thank you, Bird Ears.
You're such a good listener, Bird Ears.
And Fleeks, thank you so much for being the show's brains. I'm apparently just the bronze of the show. So, you know, I'm here to be at your service.
Well, then I guess it's time for us to say goodbye. And
actually, I'm sorry. There is one last thing I wanted, because we ran a poll last time and I almost forgot. I'm so sorry for almost forgetting this.
Then cut that
out.
We
did run a poll last week. To validate Griffin's, to, you know, help with Storm's self-esteem issues, I guess. So the question was, Griffin's, yes or no? Yes won with 10 votes, and no had 2 votes. So apparently Griffin's are widely accepted. Congratulations, Storm.
Woohoo! All right.
All right.
I'll drink to that.
And I'll end the show right now. Feel free to catch us on Facebook, Bird Life Podcast. You can also follow us on Twitter and hit us up there at Bird Life Podcast. And by the time this episode comes out, we should actually be on iTunes, Google Play Music, Stitcher, and of course you can always subscribe via the RSS feed.
Yeah.
Yay!
And if you want to chat directly to any of us birds, you can always join the Bird Life Telegram chat room at telegram.me/birdlife. All one word.
That's right. I promise I will not chirp at you too loudly. I promise.
He makes those promises, but he never keeps them.
To be fair, he is making that promise drunk.
He's making the promise drunk, right? You can excuse everything with alcohol.
Damn you and your technicalities! Till next week, take care, stay preened, and
have a
wonderful week.
Always be beeping.
Yep. See you next week when Core tries to determine the pecking speed of woodpeckers.
See you next week when Fleeks decides to do another wonderful rendition of dubstep.
Yeah, that would be perfect.
Always be beeping.
Always be beeping.
Also, you're from Finland, Felix, right? Not that I embarrass myself later, because I...
You have already embarrassed yourself. I'm from Denmark.
Denmark. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, I always confuse you with someone else. I always confuse all the Scandinavian countries.
But Finland isn't even Scandinavian.
Yeah, I know, but